On a small island such as Martha's Vineyard, the political is always personal. A new documentary about a crusade against sprawling trophy homes is sparking controversy and renewed dialogue on the Vineyard. Along with artery writer Aaron Tron, WBUR's Andrea Shea visited Chilmark for the film's premiere on the island.
Longtime Vineyard resident Thomas Benna spent more than 12 years making his first documentary. One Big Home opens with him driving through a wooded area to a vast, secluded construction site in pastoral Chilmark. Then he sneaks around, camera in hand.
Some kind of round house, some kind of garage. It's like a 15-foot basement. This is crazy.
Soon, Ben is confronted by a long-haired guy who threatens to notify the owners.
You live around here?
I do. Very close.
And you're taking pictures of people's property at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Is there a reason?
Yeah.
You want to share that with me?
Benna chooses not to reveal he's making a documentary about the rampant rise of 10, 15, and 20,000 square foot mega houses in Chilmark. Once a ponytailed carpenter, Benna settled here in the 90s when he fell in love with the island's underdeveloped charm.
There's no McDonald's here. There are no 7-Elevens. There are no strip malls. There's no stoplight. There's a roundabout. And it just seems like the pattern is a place gets discovered. People want a vacation there, and they come in, and they build. And in the short term, everyone's happy for the income. But in the long term, they get pushed out.
That threat of overdevelopment drove Benna to make his movie. He paints a picture of the island's low-key, hardworking spirit, natural beauty, countercultural legacy, and sense of old-fashioned community fun.
Chilmark is the place that I call home.
Swooping aerial shots, startling time-lapse imagery and stats make his case for how the Vineyard's open spaces and sandy beaches could get swallowed up like they've been in the Hamptons. Benna interviews everyone from farmers and town officials to immigrant workers and Wampanoag tribe members to year-round and seasonal residents, including now-deceased 60 Minutes correspondent Mike Wallace, who challenged Benna's agenda.
Look. Conspicuous consumption satisfies some people. They've worked hard. I say it again, it's a free country. Why does it offend you?
When I walk around the island in the winter and see the meter spinning, and I see a house empty for 8 months, it feels wrong to me.
Benna didn't set out to get personal, but that's what happened. His film is part of the genre known as personal documentary, where the makers are characters questioning others and themselves.
The arc is pretty clearly angry young man to family man and community-minded man, and that's interwoven into the story, and I think it makes for a more watchable film because I grapple with all of the issues that I'm interviewing contractors and homeowners and architects about.
As with so many personal documentaries, Benna's narrative takes an ironic turn. He and his pregnant partner decide it's time to buy a bigger house with her inheritance. Then they tear down the aging structure to build a new one. Benna recalls his moral dilemma.
I was very torn with, is this right action? Do I need a 2,300 square foot house? And when you add the lofts, it's 2,900 square feet. That's a big house. That's twice the size of the house I was raised in. It was great conflict. That wasn't manufactured for the film.
Benna felt like a sellout. He put his camera down, not knowing if he'd finish. But a few years later, another new gargantuan home reignited his motivation. He began lobbying to create a new bylaw to limit home size in Chilmark to 3,500 square feet and filmed tense planning meetings and ultimately the town vote.
The motion carried 162 to 51 with four blanks.
Benna finished his movie, but even before One Big Home's island debut, the filmmaker has been raising the ire of some locals. Critics call him a hypocrite, in part because the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival, which he founded, recently announced plans to purchase 12 acres of rural land in nearby West Tisbury to build a film center.
Anyone who calls me a hypocrite really hasn't seen the film, because that's the point of the film, is the community should speak, and they have, and we're listening.
Now, Benna says his organization isn't going to build the film center on the purchased land. Even so, he's not sure what to expect from the sold-out crowd at the Chilmark Community Center premiere.
I hope you guys will ask us hard questions tonight. I hope you will. And I hope that we'll treat each other with respect, because we're dealing around a prickly issue around land use in our community that we all love so much. So enjoy the show, and we'll see you later on.
After the screening, Carol Gannon-Salguero of West Tisbury says Benna's documentary digs into a lot of timely, sensitive issues.
I think it probably will provoke a lot of discussion in the community, and there certainly is a great deal of concern about mega houses.
That movie pissed me off.
Foundation contractor David Knopf appears in the film. We meet him the morning after the screening at a massive residential job site where he says filmmaker Thomas Benna didn't fully represent his view.
I told him it's very fortunate that we're here building these places. Granted, maybe sometimes that they are a little, like this one is a little crazy, but everybody's independent. If you have the money to do it, then go for it. That was my opinion in, you know, the whole thing, and he left that out in that movie, and I said, come on, Tommy.
What's left in and out is the nature of documentary filmmaking, personal or not. Knopf says he's eventually moving to Idaho and tells us it's time to get back to work. Even after all the strife, first-time documentarian Thomas Benna says he loves the people here, including the prickly pears, as he calls them.
And so I did make enemies, I did lose friends, and I made new friends. So it's been a very big learning process for me to be okay with people really not liking what I'm doing or saying.
Benna is not the first personal documentarian to discover that, and he won't be the last. He hopes for more discussions and some hard questions at screenings next month in Chilmark and at the Woods Hole Film Festival. For 90.9 WBUR and in collaboration with the Artery's Aaron Tron, I'm Andrea Shea.